Well, I teased at the beginning of the show that Lloyd Curselli was going to talk to us about situational awareness. And this is some things that just might save your holiday, might save your Christmas if you're out and about, is just being aware. Now, Lloyd Curselli is a military veteran. He was with the special police when he was in the service. I also know that he wears like a 6-degree black belt in karate, and he's old world karate. I mean, he goes to Okinawa and trains with the senseis and all this. He knows his stuff. And if you look at him, you know, I don't think he needs situational awareness. You just walk by Lloyd and people know his situation and stay the heck away from him. But Lloyd, you know what? Take it away. Tell us about situational awareness.
Thanks, Pete. Happy to be back on, man. So this morning, I'm going to give you some tips on how to stay safe while doing your holiday shopping. It's super important to always maintain your situational awareness, especially during the holidays when there are so many distractions around us. And believe me, I know about distractions. I have like permanent ADD, so it's really hard to like focus and pay attention to what you're doing. But you know, you go to the mall, the lights, the crowds, the music, the guy from Hickory Farms and his free cheese plate samples. I mean, it's really, really easy to lose track of your surroundings. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is park under a light. Criminals hate lights because it exposes them, right? So you can see what they're up to. My dad always gave me this advice, which I pretty much ignored until my car was broken into one night when I was a kid. They stole my favorite Huey Lewis tape, and I learned my lesson, unfortunately. So, second, never cross between cars. Like many people, I always seem to forget which row I parked in, and taking that shortcut between cars puts you right where criminals want you. They'll wait between cars for an unsuspecting victim and grab your purse, the fruitcake you bought for that relative you don't really like, or worse, they'll attack you personally. So take the extra time to walk back out to where you started and go to your row. It's not even a bad idea to take a picture of the sign that tells you what row you parked in. And I know many of you who go down to Disney or Universal Studios learn this the hard way. So take that picture and then, you know, after your hours of fighting crowds, you won't forget where you parked. Speaking of rows, always walk in the middle of the row. I know that drives people crazy with cars trying to find parking spots, but that way, if a criminal's hiding between cars, it gives you more time to react if they rush out. If you're hugging the cars, it's simply a snatch and grab of you or your belongings. Also, always lock your car, and if you forget, make sure you check the back seat before getting in. I've heard all kinds of stories of criminals getting into unlocked vehicles and waiting in the back seat for their vehicle to get in and strike. I know this is something that a lot of us have seen in movies, and it's just kind of a common sense thing. But again, back to the distractions. When you're not paying attention, you forget to do things. And then the last one, this is the biggest one of all. Get your face out of the phone. How many times you go down to the mall or to a store and you see people with their faces buried in that phone? It's like they're so engrossed in how many people like that social media post, an alien spaceship could land right next to them and they probably wouldn't see it. It's not a bad idea to hold on to your phone in the event that you need to call for help, but you can wait to see Cardi B's latest Snapchat until at least you're in the safety of your locked car. So follow those things, and hopefully you will not become a victim during the holidays or at any other time during the year. So, Pete, I want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and appreciate the opportunity and hope to talk to you sometime in 2019. Take care, man.